You are listening to Asia Pacific Matters, CAPI Interns Abroad and Beyond, brought to you by the Center for Asia Pacific Initiatives at the University of Victoria in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. The aim of these podcasts is to share stories about the inspiring work being done in communities across the Asia Pacific region by current CAPI interns, intern alumni, and our amazing partner organizations in the region.
My name is Kate Lawrence, and I'm here with fellow CAPI intern Adam Tran to talk about his upcoming internship. Adam, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name's Adam, and I just finished my third year of political science at UVic. I'm also doing the diploma program in intercultural education training.
Great. And What is it about those experiences that you felt you wanted to apply for this program?
Well, when I started university, I sort of went along that path. And I also got involved with the student refugee program at the same time, which was pretty formative. And they've sort of complemented each other well and both sort of contributed to my interest in this program. Mm-hmm. That and a bit of chance just... with coming across it and everything. Yeah. So, I'll just do a little plug for the Student Refugee Program. Just
I approve.
I'll put on that hat for a second. We're a club at UVic. We're student-run, but we operate under the umbrella of the World University Service of Canada. And this summer, every year we sponsor students from refugee camps, mostly in Kenya, to come study at UVic. And this summer, I'll be missing it, but we'll be looking forward to welcoming four more students. So that sort of contributed to an interest in migration and... how to integrate people into a community and a culture that they don't have a history with, and they might potentially enter in a marginalized position. And I sort of have looked at that as well in my degree in political science and the intercultural education program. So it seems like all those pieces sort of lined up, and then when I saw the posting for this program... I jumped at it because it sort of incorporates all of that.
Great. And what position will you be going to through the program?
I'll be going to Kerala, which is a state in India. The organization is called the Center for Socioeconomic and Environmental Studies, and it's located in, I think it's the second biggest city. It's called Kochi. I'll be filling the role of a program assistant, but I also know I'm going to be the first intern from CAPI to be going here, so not really sure exactly what that'll mean yet.
Yeah, we don't know what a program assistant is,
do
we?
Sort of ambiguous at this point.
Okay, good.
I know a little bit about the organization, so I think I can maybe assume what I'll be doing. It's a research organization, so it's looking at the work being done in Kerala. So part of what they look at is migration, but they also look at a lot of different development issues. So what I've seen in their publications, which you can check out on their website, there's another plug. So issues of education, gender issues, all sort of under the critical umbrella of development. Kerala, I guess, is a bit of a phenomenon in India, or it's a very unique state. As far as being progressive in development and political progressiveness, it has a very good reputation. One of the most cited figures that I've seen so far is that it has a 99% literacy rate. The average... I can't remember the official term. But the average age... that people live, there we go, is 73. So that's quite high, but it sort of, there's a paradox there because the economic development is so low. So I assume that the research that I'll be doing there, I think it'll be a primarily research-geared internship, will sort of fit in with that framework of what they look at.
Cool.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to? So right. I'm guessing you're looking forward to doing that research. And
yes. Yeah. I am looking forward to doing that. Looking at it from that way, I think that the perspective, the way that they engage in that kind of work, how it affects that community, is going to be a total learning process and perspective shift from the way that sort of we look at things from here. I wanted to say the ivory tower, but, you know, UVic's not really an ivory tower, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
These issues sort of in the abstract and through literature. And I think working with an organization in a different community that is actually experiencing these issues firsthand will be something that I will, that is important. And then also, to you, another buzzword, sort of personal growth.
Yeah.
As buzzwordy as it is, I think it'll also be a huge component, if not mm-hmm. equal to, probably equal to the other side of it, so the organizational
yeah.
part and skill building. So, and I don't know what form that'll take, but yeah, we'll see.
Anything non-work related that you're excited? Any new foods you're excited to try or places
yeah.
you want to go?
Good question. I hear that the food is really spicy there, particularly in the state, like even more spicy yeah. than normal, which I'm looking forward to. I really...
Lots of chili.
Yeah. I also hear there's amazing hiking there to the north of where I'll be staying. And just everyday things, too. So living in a new way, new environment, new routines. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I've also read, which I'm really looking forward to see what this looks like. In Kochi especially, there's been huge influences by a lot of different cultures. And like where everywhere else in India, I imagine, religious layers as well. So I've read that there's a huge Portuguese influence, a Dutch influence, Chinese, British, and then Indian, whatever that means, I guess just to generalize, in terms of everything from architecture, food, transportation, customs, all of these sort of things. So I find that really, I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like. And then in terms of religion, it does have a majority Hindu population, but there's also large Christian and Muslim populations there, and a smattering of dozens of other religions. So, that's extremely different from what I've experienced. So,
cool.
Looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to hearing about your experiences too, actually.
Thanks, Kate.
Do you have any other things that you want to talk about before we head out?
I think that wraps it up. I'll probably be posting another one of these things in a month and a half or so, mid-June, so stay tuned for that.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it. Thanks again, Adam.
Thank you for listening. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the Center for Asia Pacific Initiatives, the University of Victoria, our funders, or our partner organizations. This placement was made possible with the generous support of the Association of Universities and Colleges of Canada and the Government of Canada's Canadian International Development Agency. For more information on CAPI's programs and opportunities, please visit www.capi.uvic.ca.